We are talking about overcoming, a life of an overcomer. Revelation 12:11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The blood of Jesus speaks of the holiness of God. It speaks of his redemption. It speaks of our covenant rights. The word of our testimony. In Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, we see that the children of Israel, they have wandered in the wilderness for over 40 years. Moses is now dead, and now Joshua is the one who is the leader of Israel. And it's his responsibility by faith to get them across the Jordan River. And of course, we know that God gave him the plan, how the priest would bear the Ark of the Covenant upon their shoulders, and they would stand in the Jordan River. And when they stood in the river with the Ark, the waters went back. You see, God was doing a new thing. Moses had to lift up his staff, but God said, now you're going to take the Ark. And it's going to be carried by the priest. And we see that all of the children of Israel passed into the promised land on the other side of the Jordan because of the obedience of these priests and Joshua. And after they got to the other side, the Lord spoke to Joshua, and he commanded a man out of each tribe to go where these priests were holding the ark in the basically where the Jordan River was, and pick up a large boulder or a large, they called them stones in some translations, but it was really a huge rock. And they built a memorial. And the reason they had to build the memorial was for future generations, when they would look at that altar, that memorial unto God, they would say, why is that there? And they would hear the story how God supernaturally moved, and the Red Sea went back. The Jordan River went back. God gave man in the wilderness. God did mighty feats for them. Water came out of the rock. The plagues came over Pharaoh. When they saw that, they saw the finished work of Almighty God and all the miracles it represented. Friends, you need to share your testimony. When you release your testimony, it causes you to overcome. If God's done something for you today, share it with somebody. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you've caused us to overcome by the blood, by the testimony, and by loving you so much that we surrender even our lives unto you to the death. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The Power of Choice is our coaching CD this month of August. Would you pray and stand with us? So many times the summer months are very lean months, but I don't believe it has to be that way. Do you? I don't. I believe that God can supply all of your need and all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. One incentive to give is great mentoring CDs every month. The coaching CDs will bless you. And it's The Power of Choice. Amanda Kane with my husband, Tim Colasino, they discuss about how the power of choice can turn your life around. And some of you need that today, or know someone that does. Write to us. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.